Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Nice full house. Good sign. Good morning, and thank you for choosing to be here with us today as we recommit ourselves to honoring and protecting our girl child. A very special thank you to the IGDS for continuing its historical role of researching and promoting issues, ideas, and programs which mainstream the gender equality agenda in Trinidad and Tobago, regionally and across the world. I come to you as a member of a loosely arranged coalition of NGOs and individuals that have been partnering since early 2016 to end child marriage in Trinidad and Tobago through legislative reform. More specifically, the rationalization of the various marriage acts so that we may have one universal age of consent for marriage. And as Gabrielle pointed out to us just now, we have at least four separate marriage acts in this country. When I initiated this action as part of our wider programming agenda for inclusive governance, which is informed by the Human Rights Framework, we have had the good fortune of attracting the support and cooperation of over 20 NGOs, in addition to several like-minded individual women and men. In honor of these NGOs, and for the purpose of soliciting your own support for this campaign to end child marriage in Trinidad and Tobago, I wish to name these NGOs individually, since I'm also welcoming you to this forum on their behalf. And so some of them are in the room, and they're definitely represented on the panel. Here's the list. In alphabetical order, it's AFET, it is CAFRA, TNT, CAISO, Domestic Violence Survivors Reaching Out, Down Syndrome Family Network, Family Planning Association of Trinidad and Tobago, Fire Circle, Hindu Women's Organization, Institute of Law and Academic Studies, the Maloney Senior Activity Center, Maloney Women's Group, Mama Toto Resource and Work Center, Network of NGOs of Trinidad and Tobago for the Advancement of Women, Pink Diamond Society for Ladies, Inc. from Tobago, PSI Caribbean, Say Something, Silver Lining Foundation, Womantra, Women's Caucus, Women Working for Social Progress, Women, and YWCA. This grouping is represented on the panel today by three coalition partners that will speak from three perspectives, which we articulated in a joint statement 7 months ago. At this time, we are most concerned with having the draft legislation to rationalize the age of consent tabled in the Parliament in October 2016. And we hope that you will join our efforts to get this done. The presentation on our thoughts on what this legislation should look like is a collaborative effort of our drafting team, consisting of several NGOs in the coalition, and we're grateful to Womantra for volunteering to present the views and the work of these organizations over the last couple months. We have the firm view that the stars are aligned for us to finally offer our children some real protection through legislation, but also through policy initiatives which will meet all their needs as growing, thinking, independent human beings. Ban Ki-moon's statement to mark this International Day of the Girl Child makes reference to the multiple deprivations adolescent girls face. We are in a position at this point in time to remove one of the most egregious forms of discrimination against girls in Trinidad and Tobago. The time is now, and our mission is clear. As I end, I wish to encourage you to further your support of our campaign by signing the online petition, which was referred to earlier on by Gabrielle, My understanding is that there are laptops in the room that would allow you to do so, or you can use your own devices whilst you are here with us today and add your voice to the growing list of supporters. Please also let your friends and networks know what is being said in this room in real time by posting and tweeting during this discussion so that they too have the opportunity to join in and add your voices to what our panelists are saying and what we're going to be saying from the floor ourselves. So finally, I want to say thank you and congratulations to IGDS for facilitating this moment. Thank you and congratulations also to all of us for caring enough to be here, and we look forward to completing this task in the not so distant future. Thank you for your time.